From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. If you've ever received a red light camera ticket, you'll want to listen up. Florida cities that installed red light cameras before the state authorized them will have to return millions of dollars in fines now that the Supreme Court has ruled they were illegal. The court ruled Thursday that red light camera ordinances in Aventura and Orlando broke a state law that requires uniform traffic enforcement. The decision only applies to cities that installed red light cameras before a 2010 law allowing them was enacted. Miami Beach has a new police chief. Daniel Oates was sworn in on Wednesday by Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine. Oates was the police chief in Aurora, Colorado during the movie theater massacre in 2012. The Miami Beach Police Department is currently facing two high-profile cases. One involves the shooting death of a well-known personal chef at a nightclub. The other is the sentencing of a Miami Beach officer who was involved in an ATV joyride that injured two people. Oates told CBS4 his experience has prepared him to deal with the challenges in his department.
Clearly, I was brought in here to take a look at recent events and try and adapt the department and make it as effective as it can should we be faced with those circumstances in the future.
Oates will lead 385 officers as well as command personnel and civil staff in the Miami Beach Police Department. Monroe County Sheriff Rick Ramsey is on a mission to clean up the streets. Trash, that is. Ramsey wants to remove all graffiti around the keys, pick up debris, and roll away abandoned shopping carts. During his 1.5 years in office, Ramsey has gone out to most of the 65 cleanups, big and small, from Key Largo to Key West. He says he's always believed that a cleaner community is a safer community.
Dirty, disheveled neighborhoods are inherently higher crime neighborhoods, and you have a decay, a collapse of a community. When people stop caring about their communities, when they see trash and garbage debris, they become accustomed to it, it becomes second nature, and they're more apt just to drop their own trash or not care about other people trashing their community.
Monroe County officers, local residents, and inmates detained for nonviolent crimes all participate in the cleanups. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.